Church's devotional podcast devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us today. Our passage for today is going to come from Mark chapter 9, verses 43 through 47. And if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than with two hands to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than with two feet to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into hell, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Dave Ramsey, I'm sure many of you are fans and have probably heard the quote I'm about to give, has a famous saying. He encourages people to live like no one else, so later you can live like no one else. What does this mean? He says that if you want to have more wealth, more freedom, more options later in life, then that means making sacrifices today. Is the prize of having more financial stability later in life worth giving up that vacation this year? Worth giving up the foods that you might desire the most right now? Can you eat rice and beans? Can you tighten the belt financially? Can you put away and pay off the debt so that when you are older, those sacrifices will have been worth something, that the cost today is worth the reward for tomorrow? There are so many obvious sports analogies here that I know I've used before, so I'll just briefly allude to them, that athletes at the top of the game are willing to give up foods that might be good, going out and drinking and partying with friends like other athletes might do. The cost of giving these things up is worth the prize of being the best at whatever they're trying to become. And so the question for us is the prize of a deeper walk with God worth giving things up in this life? As believers, we're aware of the sins, the struggles that we have, and our need to be killing sin or it will be killing us. There are things I struggle with, and you know, I want to be giving them to God. I want to be in scripture and prayer and say, you know, how do I grow in these areas? But we don't just need to give up the bad things. What are the good things that might be getting in the way of what's best? Certainly, we need to be giving up the things that are doing us poorly. But what about the things in this passage of Mark 9? Our hands, our feet, our eyes? Are these not gifts from God that we might be able to work and to travel and to see and take things in? I use my eyes to read my Bible. I don't know about you. My eyes are a valuable thing. They're a gift from God. And Jesus in Mark 9 and elsewhere in the book of Matthew tells us if they cause us to stumble, if they cause us to miss God's best, to miss the mark, which would be a literal rendering of what sin means, then are we willing to give them up for the prize of knowing God more fully? I heard a saying that we tend to back away from hell rather than running toward heaven, which gets at this idea that there are things that we struggle to give up, and we're aware that they may be causing us to stumble or may be taking away valuable time that we could be giving to the Lord. We are loath to sacrifice them, because we might look at them and say, there's nothing inherently wrong with this hobby, with this relationship, with this thing that we own. But are they getting in the way of God's best? And are we for the prize of knowing God willing to lay them down? When we don't, I think there's two things going on. One, we don't hate our sin as much as we should. Or two, we don't love our Lord as much as we should. This passage sounds severe, but I wonder to someone like a Dave Ramsey, I wonder to someone like a Tom Brady, if it does sound that severe, or if it doesn't sound like the philosophy that they have adopted to say, how do I become the best that I can be? And do we so love our Lord, and do we so hate our sin that we're willing to give these things up? I'm not either. A bit. I picked this theme because it's just on my heart and mind, saying, do I desire God that way? Do I hate my sin that way? And how can I grow in it? Well, we want to lay these passages on our hearts. and say, God, create this kind of spirit in me that I am willing to do the hard, the severe, to grow in my walk with you. Certainly God's word says that it is better to obey than to sacrifice. So we can just give things up to make ourselves feel better. But what if we give things up in obedience to following more closely after the heart of God? That is truly worship. And so let's seek the Lord in his word. Let's seek his wisdom. Let's ask him to stir in our hearts and those things that what are the good things that are getting in the way of your best? And so, Lord, that is our prayer. Convict, draw, help us to see the beauty of who you are and really the evil of things and get in the way of our relationship with you. May we be willing to lay them down, to pay that cost so that we might see more of you in our lives. This is your best for us, and we thank you for it. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.